Yeah, Neville here. It's Saturday, April the 24th, 2010. And I just wanted to dump some thoughts, I suppose, about using Google Maps navigation on my HTC Desire Android phone today. I guess, really some thoughts on what I think about it, really. So I used it to navigate from my house in Wokingham to Marks & Spencer in Sandhurst, near Camberley. It's about, 9-10 miles, I suppose. I know the route pretty well that I would usually go. So I plugged in that. In fact, what I did if you've used Google Maps, you'll know how this works. On the Android, I think it's the same as any mobile device. But what I did was search, not for an address, just simply put in Marks & Spencer. And what the app does is present you with, if it recognizes it, and it does, I'm actually quite impressed. You just type in Marks and Spencer, and it found Marks and Spencer store in Wokingham, the nearest one, showed that. We got a little arrow you tap on, it takes you to the next one if that's not the one you want. Reading it took me to, then it took me to Bracknell, and then it took me to Sandhurst. That's the one I want, so that one was fine. So I then tap on the name with the pin on the map showing it, and it then produces to me a screen, which I was actually pretty impressed with the address, the phone number. Buzz about the place, what other people have been saying about it, handy, and a star rating of people's votes for the total opinion they have about it. This and Marks & Spencer Camberley had 4 stars out of 5. And underneath the address, there was a series of icons, one of which was the navigation one. So I tapped that, and it then produced to me the directions list. If you've used Google Maps on a PC or a Mac, you'll know what that is. If you want to get directions to go somewhere, it gives you this lengthy list of, turn left here, go onto that road, go on the motorway for 26 miles, next exit, that kind of thing. This was the same. But I then told it to enable directional navigation. And what that did was enable the turn-by-turn voice talk, a synthesized voice that told me things like, in a quarter of a mile, turn onto the A329 Reading Road, things like that. Continue on the road for 500 yards at the roundabout, take the second exit, that kind of thing. If you've used sat-navs, you know what that's like. Very impressed. It was an English accent, English as opposed to, American English. It was English, female, I think. And very clear, easy to understand. And even with the phone sitting in the place where I normally keep a phone, if I have it on in the car, which is in between the driver's and the passenger's front seat, there's a place for a coffee cup behind the handbrake, and I pop it in there. So the voice coming through the phone loudspeaker was actually very, very easy to hear, even with the radio on and things like that. So I know the route, and so I didn't want to see the map. I wanted to hear the voice and hear what it was telling me. And I thought, whatever it says, I'll follow it. Well, it took me the route I would go. And as it's a route I know, it was great. So I was pretty impressed with it. Except when we got there, it didn't tell me to go the entrance to this complex that I would go, which is a logical one, is off the road I was on. Instead, it wanted me to go right around the back, as it were, via this huge roundabout complex onto the A30 in Sandhurst, where it meets Camberley, and in the back way. Well, that's not the logical way to go. So when I turned the way I went, it actually asked me, it suggests I take a U-turn. So that wasn't too good. If I hadn't known the venue, I probably would have been confused. But that's just one use. I want to try it again and see what it's like. But I was mightily impressed with the ease of use, the quality of the voice, the accuracy of the navigation, and the sheer delight in the maps. It's pretty cool. It's very, very well implemented, I think. It's free. So I've got a TomTom sat-nav. It does all of this. Does it differently, and is it better? No, it's different, and the TomTom's got a bunch of other stuff this doesn't have. So for instance, the TomTom gives me live traffic updates. It's a paid for service, which I paid for, and what it's constantly doing is updating the route based on traffic conditions. It's quite sophisticated how it does it. So for instance, every time I drive into London, for instance, it's constantly advising me of new routes and suggesting I do them. I just tell it to go ahead. And in every single case that I've done that, it's saved time without any doubt. This doesn't do that. This is just simply a navigation system. Compared to the navigation system you get with a dedicated sat-nav like that, this is very good. And in fact, I would say if this is what you want, use this. Why buy, why spend any money on a dedicated sat-nav system? And therein must be the worry for people like TomTom. This is at the core of their business model, so they need to offer something that you're willing to see the difference. So I think Google has something very interesting on their hands with this. It only works, this Google Maps navigation is only on the Android platform, and the HTC Desire I've got is one of those. So give it a go, see what you think. I think it's definitely worthwhile, and as I said, I think Google's got something pretty interesting here.